Leonie's a happy boy, happy boy, happy boy.
Welcome to the LeBron Man's podcast.
This is Leon's song. Leon is a happy boy, happy boy.
This will all be cut.
Leon is a happy boy. This is Leon's song.
Why? Why?
This is the Leon jingle. If anyone wants to sing it to Leon, it makes him very happy.
Please. Can we get back on topic? Yeah. Oh, no.
Did you introduce the podcast?
This is the LeBron Names podcast for anyone still listening.
With Leon the happy boy.
And Sherry the singer. Bad singer, might I add.
Alright, so for today we're going to do a couple of names that Leon has thought up of.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a different format this time. We have several names that are actual people's names, and Sherry will get given the names and guess what they do, and also kind of give a judgment on how she finds the names. So again, as always, it follows a theme. It shouldn't be too hard to guess the theme. All right, let's get cracking. First one is Meow Meow.
How do you spell that?
M-I-A-O. M-I-A-O.
Okay, I'm going to guess it's a female.
Okay.
I feel like it's a bit racist.
Okay.
But I feel like it's a Chinese name.
Okay.
You know how they often have double names as like a cute thing in Hong Kong? Like, our cousin is called Cuckoo.
Right.
So I think, like, they were like, oh, they're really cat-like and they're really cute, so.
Right.
Meow meow.
Okay.
I'm going to say that this person is a singer.
Okay.
And
from China / Hong Kong.
From China / Hong Kong. Right. But they now work in Arkansas.
In Arkansas, right. Okay. That's not a terrible guess. So you're right, A, they're female.
Mm-hmm.
B, their heritage is from China.
Woohoo!
But you were wrong that they were a singer. They're actually an Australian table tennis player who represented Australia at the Sydney, Athens, Beijing, and London Games.
Wow.
She's the highest ranked Australian table tennis player.
We should get her diverse dad.
But her nationality is quite interesting. Guess where she's, what nationality she has.
Australian.
And another country.
Norwegian.
No, Poland.
Oh, I was close.
Norway and Poland are not that close.
They're in the same continent.
Yeah, same planet as well.
That's rude.
What do you mean? They are. Yeah, so she's actually apparently she's virtually unknown in Australia. Did you know her?
No.
But she's well known in China.
Oh.
Yeah. But doesn't mention anything about
her table tennis skills.
Oh, about her
name.
Fame or infamousness in Poland, so it's hard to know. Apparently she's quite good.
Okay.
She's won a bunch of pretty much every Australian title in the last 12 years. Oh no, she stopped winning things in 2010 apparently, so that's pretty sad.
Okay.
Anyways, that's Meow Meow.
Meow Meow. I'm gonna guess it's double names because that's the one we're starting off with, so.
Yeah, it is double names.
Okay.
We'll keep going on though, even though we know what the theme is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one is Bol Bol. B-O-L. B-O-L.
Bulbul.
You like the name?
I do. I would not call my child this. Or anyone. Well,
your last name is not Bol. Unless you marry someone called Bol.
Oh, so it's their last name. Like, first name, last name.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
It's a double name, is it? It's literally their name.
Oh.
And then their name again.
No, because some people go like Bulbul Chung.
No. Oh, sorry. I gave away the theme. But yeah, it is actually not just double first name or double last name. It's actually their first name is the same as the last name.
That is unfortunate.
Does that make you rethink about Meow Meow?
Yeah. That makes me really, really sad for Meow Meow. I wonder if the Chinese name is...
It's the same.
Just double.
Yeah, it said on Wikipedia that it's actually the Chinese word. I think it's Miu.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is not a good Chinese name anyways.
Do you know what? Her parents are probably like us. Like, second generation. They're like, I can't write any other Chinese characters. I'm just going to keep the same one.
Yeah, so maybe in the future we'll have a Chong Chong.
I can't even write Chong, so. Okay, Bulbul. I feel like this guy is Italian.
Italian? Okay.
Italian. I don't know. I think it drives me into Bologna.
Okay.
So, like, I feel like they're of Bologna.
Do you reckon they're from recent...
I think it's a guy as well.
Yeah. Do you think it's from, like, this... Like, is he still alive today, for example? Or was he back in the day?
I can see him being alive...
As a young man?
As a young man in the 80s.
Okay, so he's middle-aged now, you think?
Yeah, he's middle-aged now. And, his occupation is... I can see him as a long-distance swimmer.
So you think he's... Bulbul, you think, is a famous 80s long-distance swimmer?
Yes.
Okay. From Italy.
From Italy.
He is actually a basketball player. Oh, so he's Sudanese-American.
Oh, not close.
And he plays for the Denver Nuggets.
What's Denver Nuggets?
Oh, it's an NBA team. So his dad actually was also in the NBA and quite famous. Mm. His dad was called Manute Bull.
Is he old?
He played, I think Manute played against Michael Jordan, so that kind of period.
Right, but Bulbul is pretty...
Bulbul is playing right now, he's actually 20.
Oh, he's my age!
Yeah, so Manute had come to America and decided, you know, I'm an NBA star now, I'm gonna have a child.
Called them Bull.
Yeah, called them Bull, after him, his last name, Bull. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Pretty wrong on that then.
Yeah,
I mean, swimmer, it was still a sport.
That's true. He's 7'3".
Wow.
Yeah, so he is long distance technically, like from his feet to his head. Yeah, he's pretty young. He's, yeah. Oh, he could be dating age.
Yeah, but I'm like, we're 2 foot in difference.
Yeah, but I mean...
Let's go on to the next one, Mr. Happy Boy.
Okay, Azam Azam.
Azam Azam. Middle Eastern.
Okay.
It's a male.
Okay.
He is a...
Yes?
Are there male belly tats?
Sure. Men have bellies.
He's a male belly dancer, a little bit tubby.
Yep.
And, maybe he's a drag belly dancer.
Okay, so Azam Azam is a Middle Eastern drag male belly dancer.
Yes.
Okay. And...
And he goes for Azzy.
Okay, and is he from, like, yeah, now, back in the day? His peak?
I say he's alive right now, and he...
He's still performing.
Still performing, but he's in his 40s now.
Okay. So, a show you would love to watch.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be down for it.
Okay. Let's see what
Azam Azam is. Would you be down for it?
No. I feel like most Middle Eastern men in general make me uncomfortable. So, if they're in drag and dancing, and they're a bit tubby, it's really not the right thing for me. But... yeah, you do, you go.
I feel like it'd be really interesting how he pulls it off and is still, like, going in business, like, when he's 40, right? Like, you've got to be pretty good to be still in business.
Or just, hardworking. Just very passionate, I think. I don't think you have to be good.
To book a show, yeah.
And to get a Wikipedia page, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, do we want to know what he actually does?
Fine, ruin my fantasy.
He's actually an Israeli Druze who was...
Middle Eastern!
Yeah, convicted in Egypt on spying for Israel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe whilst he was spying, he was a belly dancer.
Yeah, maybe that was his alibi. I couldn't spy. I'm too much of a good belly dancer.
He is a bit tubby.
He is a bit tubby. He is middle-aged.
Wow, I'm like killing this.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's still alive, luckily.
Yeah.
But there's no information. Oh, he participated in Survivor 10. In the Israeli show, you know Survivor, the reality TV show? Yeah, he participated in that recently.
As a belly dancer?
Must have been.
Must have been. Alright, next up.
Owen.
I'm going to say he's Caucasian because of his last name.
Okay. You mean his first name?
Well, you can choose the first name, you can't choose the last name, right?
Right.
Often. Owen. See, it's a bit of a bland name.
You think Owen is a bland name?
Like, you can't get too much from that. But because it's such a bland name, I'm just going to go, he works in the corporate industry as an investment banker. Is that corporate?
That's pretty corporate. It's as corporate as you get, pretty much.
And he had white-collar crimes.
Okay.
Maybe he was... it's like, you know how there was that thing where people, like, banks took off the last zero, like, the fourth zero of, like, interest?
No.
And then they got, like, in really big trouble for it?
That sounds like pretty big trouble.
Anyway, I think there were, like, a whole heap of accounts that, like, you know how, like, it's, like $100 and then, like, 0.000 cents or something like that?
Oh,
they took off the last 0.000. And then they made a whole bunch of money out of it, and then, but they got found out and they had to pay a huge fine.
Right. So, you think Owen has been caught up in financial crime?
Yeah. And he has two kids. One's called Sarah, and the other one's called Peter, but they call him Petey Boy.
Okay.
And... he's, like, slightly balding. Like,
you know, he in prison or not in prison, do you think?
No, he only got, like, 6 months.
Oh.
And then got off on parole.
Okay.
For good behaviour.
Yeah.
And, but he was in protective custody because he was a bit too, you know, a bit chunky. Oh. A bit high profile. We were scared that he was going to get beaten up and, yeah, beaten up.
Let's find out. Owen is actually... a Liverpool-based operator of department stores in the UK and Canada.
Does he have two kids?
Unclear. So guess what his department store is called?
The one beginning with H.
Harrods?
Yeah.
Actually, no. His department store is called Owen. So...
this is a very successful...
Yeah, I mean, it had, it had like 50 stores or something.
Is it still alive?
No, it crashed in 2007.
How old is he?
It was founded in 1868.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, Owen, setting up his store, Owen, did really well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. So,
you were pretty off. Yeah, there's not even information whether he had kids or not.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
I reckon he had two kids, regardless.
Regardless?
Yeah.
I feel
like from this information, it sounds like a two kids kind of guy.
Maybe. Okay, next one. Sirhan.
How do you spell Sirhan?
S-I-R-H-A-N. And then Sirhan.
I'm gonna guess he's Indian.
Okay.
And that he is a member of... he's like an earl sort of status. But right. Like, whatever the...
so you think he's Sir Hamilton?
No, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
And... well, I guess, like, that's his job, right? Being an earl.
You're right.
And... he was alive in the 1700s.
Okay.
And he had four peasants working for him and a couple of slaves.
Okay, so Sirhan is a 1700s Indian duke / Sir
Earl.
living in India.
I think he's the most famous guy on the list, besides Bob Wold, really. But Sirhan Sirhan was actually a Palestinian with Jordanian citizenship who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, it's actually, he was quite famous for assassinating Robert F. Kennedy
yes.
in front of the Ambassador Hotel in California.
Mm.
Yeah. He shot him in front of a bunch of reporters and, killed him.
Wow.
This was whilst Robert Kennedy was running to become president.
Mm-hmm.
He shot him. He's still alive, actually, this bloke.
Robert F. Kennedy?
No, he died. He got assassinated. Shot him in 1968. And then, I think...
Pretty bad.
It's basically like a year after JFK got shot.
Yikes.
Yeah, so tough times to be an F. Kennedy.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, next one.
Next one. Okay, you'll like this one. Leon M. Leon.
Alright, I'm going to say he's French.
Okay.
Because Leon is a French name. Oh, Leon as in L-E-O-N. Or
L-E-O-N M. Leon.
Alright.
So we won't pass judgment on the terrific name that is Leon right now, but we'll just try and find out who Leon M.
Leon is. Leon is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say he's of French origin.
Okay.
And he... Actually, I met someone with the last name Leon yesterday.
Yeah, Leon M. Leon.
No, I don't know what his last name was.
Okay.
But he was really hard to massage. He had too many muscles. I, like, put my entire body weight down, and he was like, oh... Like, put your elbow down like you're angry at me. And I'm like, this is my entire body weight.
You should have been angrier. You sound angry now.
I was. I said that to him. And he was like, oh, just try harder. And I was like, this is so rude. Anyway.
And you weigh like 80 kilograms. So it's pretty odd. Pretty odd.
And so, okay, Leon. Going back to Leon. He is alive still.
Okay.
And he's 87.
Okay.
Had a bit of a crazy life. He was a soldier back in the day.
Back in the good old days.
Maybe not the good old days, maybe just the old days.
So if he's 87 right now, he would have fought in which war, Sherry?
World War II. Or Vietnam War.
Right.
Or the Korean War.
So really any war. Maybe Iraq even. Just send him over while he was like 63 or something.
Did France fight in the Vietnam War?
Well, France was the colonizer of Vietnam, so.
Oh, so yeah.
Technically. Well, I don't know, they kind of evacuated, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, okay, and now he's just an old man and has 5 kids, one of which he's named Leon the second.
I see.
And I don't know, I guess a soldier was his job.
So he's famous for being a soldier in an undisclosed war.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, got a
Medal of Honor or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. Okay, do you want to know who Leon M. Leon?
Yes.
One of the greatest names in human history is called?
No.
Leon M. Leon is credited as the true inventor of the clapboard in movies. So you know the lights, camera, action? The action thing.
Is he still alive?
Sadly, he passed away in 1998. He was born in 1903, though, so he lived a long, happy life.
Oh, that's kind of close. 87 is old.
Well, he lived till 95.
Oh.
And he basically lived through the transition of movies from the silent movies.
Well, he lived through the Vietnam War.
Yes, he definitely lived through the Vietnam War.
Woohoo!
He's not French, he's American.
Does he have French origins?
Doesn't say.
I'm gonna say he does. Because his last name is Leon.
Yeah, and his first name was Leon.
Yeah.
Wonderful man. What a wonderful man.
I was right.
Yeah.
Do you think he was a soldier?
No, probably not.
No conscription or anything like that?
He was a magician, apparently, as well.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
He, yeah. Anyways, sad. Sad to see him go. Okay. I think... Okay, God, Sham God. His first name is God, last name Sham God. So God is spelled G-O-D. Last name is Sham God. S-H-A-M-M-G-O-D.
It's like this guy can't, like, decide whether he's actually God or not.
No, he's God Sham God.
He's a sham.
No, he's God Sham God. That's his name, Jerry. It's his God-given name.
Oh, such an unfortunate name. I don't even know. This guy's a hard cookie to crack.
I mean, how many God Sham Gods do you know?
Zero.
Exactly. So it should be pretty done and dusted.
Alright, I'm gonna have a crack at it.
Okay.
This Sham God fella.
God Sham God, not Sham God God. Come on. Give some respect to my friend, God Sham God.
Mr. God.
Mr. Sham God. He's not Mr. God. Come on. Get your head in the game.
Sir Sham God.
Yep.
Was a professional diver.
Okay.
And he used to fix oil company rigs in the Great Pacific Ocean.
The Pacific Ocean, you mean? To us lay people, the Pacific Ocean.
Back in the day, it was called the Great Pacific Ocean.
Mm.
And, it was alive in the 1940s.
So, you think he became famous? How did he become famous?
He was a very good diver. Oh, I know. He found a really, really big pearl.
Oh.
Like a really, really big one.
Is he Australian?
Of unknown descent.
Unknown descent.
Yeah.
Because he was diving so deep.
Yeah, he crossed countries a lot.
So. Yeah, okay.
It was just hard to tell.
Yeah.
And he's not famous enough for his origins to be recorded. He's just like...
He's just famous enough to have God Sham God remembered.
Yeah.
Because he found a big pearl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And he was fixing, pipes in the Pacific?
Oil rigs.
Oil rigs in the 40s. God Sham God is actually a basketball player.
Oh, I was going to guess basketball player.
Yeah. pretty close. I mean, sometimes when I'm deciding my career, I'm thinking, oh, should I go into the NBA or into the Pacific Ocean to dive on oil rigs? Oh, I'm going to split the difference. It's... just hard to figure it out, you know?
My first guess in my head was basketball player, but I was like, nah.
Yeah, so he actually played in the NBA.
Had a fame. In the 40s?
No, in the 90s to the 2000s. He played with Kobe Bryant. Yeah.
Okay, that's boring. Let's move on.
Final one.
Woohoo!
Richard Rich.
Richard Rich. It's a pretty nice name. I'm going to say he's Caucasian.
Okay.
Richard Rich. He really sounds like a corporate dude.
Corporate, okay.
I'm going to say he's the CEO of some bank.
The Rich Bank?
Yeah, the Rich Bank.
Right.
And he's got like a fetish for his ties, like he has a lot of ties.
Right.
And his favourite one is his ducky one.
Right.
And it's like got little bars of gold in the duck's
in the duck's mouth. Beak?
Yeah.
Yeah. They call it beak these days.
And he goes by Chard.
Chard Rich.
Yeah.
Right.
He real life
Ah. So a bit of personality.
A little bit of one, but like, you know, rose his way up to the top.
Of which bank?
Of which bank?
Didn't have any support.
Still. He made it all the way up there by himself from entry level. Because Rich is actually his distant cousin's bank.
Right.
Like really distant, like
our cousins.
No, like fourth cousins.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know who Richard Rich is?
Fine.
He was the first Baron Rich. He was...
What's with that?
Oh, he was, became the Baron of Rich, the area. Yeah. And his name was Richard Rich. He was actually the assistant executor of the will of King Henry VIII.
Wow.
Yeah. So he was actually portrayed in the movie A Man for All Seasons, and he was a bit of a dodgy man. So in the movie, it's about the trial of Thomas More.
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically he like fakes his testimony, and he becomes the Baron because of this testimony.
Oh wow.
And then there's a line where he becomes like kind of a low ranking official, a Baron basically. And in the trial, Thomas More like looks at his badge and is like, "Oh, what'd you become?" And he's like, "Oh, this is the Wales badge." And Thomas More is like, "Why, Richard, it profits a man nothing to give his soul for the world. But for Wales?" So he just
Ding!
With him. Yeah, pretty rude. But he's, yeah, well known for being an opponent of church and state, really. And he personally tortured Anne Askew.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty rude person. No duckies on him.
Well, this is his family crest, so it kind of looks like... I mean, you could squint and see ducks and a gold bar, right?
You can see the gold bar, maybe, yeah. Not the ducks.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's got yellow on it, that's close enough.
Oh, so he was a participant in the torture of Anne Askew, as mentioned. And she was the only woman to be tortured at the Tower of London.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Yikes. He turned the rack... with his own
gosh.
Hands.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
That's so awful.
Yeah, his legacy. Do you want to hear his legacy?
No.
Since the mid 16th century, Rich has had a highly negative reputation for immorality, financial dishonesty, double dealing, perjury, and treachery that is seldom matched in all of English history.
Wow.
The historian Hugh Trevor Roper dismissed Rich as a man of whom nobody has ever said a good word.
Wow.
That's quite a legacy to leave.
That is definitely something to be known about, I guess.
Yeah, so.
That was sad.
So that's Richard Rich. Again.
That's a really negative note to end on, Leon.
What do you mean?
This is supposed to be a happy podcast.
This is happy. This is, again, parenting advice for anyone. I think what we've learned is basically, if you are going to name your child after the surname, it's quite likely that it's going to turn out pretty bad. We've got an assassin here and one of the worst people in English history. But also, we have a couple basketball players.
And ping pong.
And ping pong. So, it's, again, they could either become a really high-level athlete or a really high-level arsehole.
Take your pick, right?
Yeah.
But also, I'm sure there are a lot of double name people who are just not known and don't have a Wikipedia page.
No, there were others, but they weren't as interesting. I thought these were quite fun names.
I see.
Yeah. Any favourites of the lot?
I gotta go with Meow Meow.
I mean, yeah. I've got my own personal favourite.
Richard Rich.
Leon M. Leon.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously. That one just passed by me. Not very particular.
Well, he is just such a pioneer. The clapboard itself.
Yeah, the clapboard is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, and he basically facilitated the transition of movies into the talking age.
I'm just really disappointed that the male belly dancer isn't a male belly dancer.
Well, we don't know. There's no conclusive evidence that Azam is not a belly dancer. Yeah. Well, maybe he became a belly dancer after being imprisoned.
Maybe. Or maybe he did it in prison.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Paddington too.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, he like sings. Like instead of singing, this guy probably was a belly dancer in prison.
Yeah, probably. In an Egyptian prison as an Israeli spy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. We all live in the world of Paddington. So, yeah. Any parting thoughts?
We are happy boys.
Thanks for listening, guys.